Recommendations on how to treat kids in foster care are part of a report by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The Road to Adulthood takes a look at ways caregivers and foster care professionals can improve care for these kids based on their developing brains. Brent Kent is president and CEO of Indiana Connected by 25, a nonprofit that works with foster youth that are aging out of the system. He says these young people have had different life experiences than many of their peers, and some have missed out on some of the things they would have learned in a more traditional family setting.
Observing the bank of mom and dad, managing money, having an allowance, making decisions, making mistakes. So for them especially, leaving the foster care system is full of risks because they haven't had those opportunities that other teens have to sort of learn and grow.
Ken says only about 6 in 10 foster kids graduate high school and fewer than 3% get a college degree. He adds about 1 in 5 will be homeless within 2 years of leaving foster care. The Casey Report offers those who work with foster youth ways to help them based on brain science. Alexandra Lorbach with the Annie E. Casey Foundation says caretakers and professionals who understand how the adolescent brain works play a key role in helping kids transition out of foster care.
Things such as getting a job, maintaining meaningful relationships, things even like learning to drive and managing money, skills and experiences that are all necessary to thrive into adulthood.
Indiana has about 23,000 kids in foster care, and roughly 250 age out each year. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.